Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to Help by Sex and My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas. Like, how do you stop a nursery full of children from shouting sprinkle, sparkle, spunk in the playground? I forgot about that. And how do you contain your excitement about the Sexted Live Tour being less than a month away?
Woo! Woo!
And what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss, but with not your usual agony aunts? Oi, William Hanson, the UK's leading etiquette expert.
No, we're not, Jordan North, Capital Breakfast Show host. I'm more, mwah, you're more, meh. That's from Stephen,
it's
so thank you.
It's more meh.
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 Oh, is it?
Meh. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm so sorry.
Anyway.
I'm not down with the youth like you are.
I know, although you've been on Capital more than me recently. Honestly, surprised I'm not seeing you on a bus or a billboard.
Well, give it time.
Yeah. Which I'm going to speak to you about soon, by the way.
What? What, being on a billboard?
No, about your... We'll talk about it soon. Let's do the bits.
I'm very busy and I'm incredibly expensive.
Not what I've heard, pal.
I'm pouring the G&D, as ever. It's an afternoon record, everyone. You know.
They're all afternoon records now.
Well, they are, yes, but this is the first for a couple of weeks. We're going to toast Liz, whose father is very unwell in hospital at the moment, and she has been listening to the podcast to decompress. So we are sending all the love to Liz and her family. Liz.
To Liz.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, it's good to have a stiff one in the afternoon.
Yes.
It is.
I always feel you can fit more in the afternoon.
Definitely.
Because you're a bit sort of, you know, more relaxed.
You can. Now, shall we tell everyone about our very exciting news?
Yes, we've officially got less than 1 month to go until we are on the road, live on stage, and as I'm sure you know by now, live in cinemas across the UK, Ireland, and Europe.
That's pictures for our old school listeners.
Pictures?
Yeah, I'm going to pictures or the flicks.
Oh, have a flick.
I'm going to the flicks. And we've asked you to let us know where you'll be watching us on the big screen. We're on the big screen, baby.
Yes, this week we heard from Melissa in Dublin, who has bought tickets for her and a gaggle of Gene Divas to watch the live show in Cineworld. She asked if we could shout out the whole clan. So hello to Maeve, Connor.
Maeve.
It's Maeve, isn't it?
It's Maeve, I think.
Maeve?
Do you remember my Irish mate, Owen? We had our names on the wardrobes at uni. Mm. I come in on the first day, I went, who the fuck's a yoga hub?
Well, I don't think you're then in any position to tell me that's pronounced Maeve.
I'm pretty sure it's Maeve.
I'm pretty sure it's Maeve.
It's Maeve, right.
Hello to Maeve, Connor, Sarah, Key,
Kai.
What's K-I?
Yeah, Kai.
Okay. Kai.
Oh, well, good luck with this one.
And Aoife. Thank you.
That's Aoife, isn't it?
No, it's not. Well, they're refunding their tickets now.
Sorry, Aoife.
Hello to them. There are lots of people in Norwich coming to Picture House Cinema City to see us. Picture House have also given us, this is good, haven't done it yet, 10 stars on the website. Must be a mistake,
obviously.
How can
you get 10 stars?
I don't know.
Wow, okay.
Lots of people are coming to see us in Vue, and we've nearly sold out in Plymouth and Exeter. Lots of Odeons are showing it too. Milton Keynes has nearly sold out. And Bridgend has nearly sold out as well.
Oh, that's where my granddad was from.
Is it?
Yeah, it's on my stage in Bridgend.
At the Everyman in Liverpool, there are lots of tickets sold in the middle and front. Then there's a random two seats booked in the back corner.
Oh,
aye. We see you.
Mm-hmm. Aye, aye.
Okay.
They'll be planning some action in the old cinema.
Mm. And some big news. They've had to add another screen in the Real Cinema Burnley, as the first one has sold out.
Shut up. Really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
I know.
Is that all my guest list again?
Can I just make it perfectly clear? You don't get guest lists for cinemas?
Oh, the guest list is getting a bit... Like...
Yes, although I was put in my place the other day by Chairman Emeritus Stewart, who went, well, you do have quite a few in London.
Oh, does he? Oh, thank you. Oh, why? Was he bitching behind my back?
I made a comment.
Oh, did you? What did he say? You're such a bitch.
I mean, I have no guess. Other than Mikey, I don't think on that first opening night.
Manchester, the first opening night.
I've got one guest.
I think majority of them are my family.
Yes, no. And I just made a comment. Family or people who suddenly are now in your family.
I'm not even joking. I need to stop being such a people pleaser. I got in a taxi the other day and then I messaged Stu and went, someone's just picked me up, he's a Gene Diva. So he's going to come to one of the shows.
No, what? On guest list?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
My mum's got half of her mates coming as well. I might need to just... All I'm going to ask is I might just need to add two more to Manchester the first night. Just two.
There's no room.
Yeah, but it's for our Corey and Leon.
You can't even remember their names. I can. Now they've got guest lists.
We were on stag do with them, weren't we? Oh. I think we're going to talk about as well.
Tell you what, send them to a cinema.
No.
If they want to come along, they need to pre-book.
Okay.
That's what I would suggest. Right. Sexedmyboss.com/cinema. Tickets on sale now. Anyway. Okay. Let's talk about your new job.
Okay.
We're into week two now.
Yeah.
How's it going?
I'm loving it. Everyone's so great there and they're really supportive. And
the listeners seem to be liking
it. Yeah, which is not half the battle, the whole battle, really, getting them on side. But yeah, because it's, you know, I had big shoes to fill as well. And Roman was there for a long time. But yeah, people have been really nice. And like friends and family are like, oh, you can tell you're enjoying it. You sound like you're really relaxed.
You do sound very relaxed.
But I don't want to sound relaxed. I want to sound like I'm chirpy.
Well, you can be relaxed and chirpy. So,
but yeah, I'm absolutely loving it.
You're playing more Mozart than I thought.
Mozart?
Yeah.
On Capitol?
It's more classical.
No, that's classic. I seen Dan the other day as
well.
Have I been
listening to the wrong show?
Are you joking?
On the Global Player, you go to see...
No, don't call it the Global Player.
Why?
Ooh, no. It's Global Player, the official Capitol app.
But, okay. Yeah. Well, on Global Player.
Thank you.
I'll tune in this week.
All right. And Gene Divas, if you're listening, download Global Player, the official Capital app, and you can listen to my show there wherever you are. So if you're on your way to work, you can listen to it there.
Or Dan Walker on Classic FM.
This is how nice they've been at the other place. God, I couldn't even mention your name. Yeah. Now, on Global Player, have you seen it, Stu? They've listened to Jordan's podcast here. How nice is that?
On where?
On Global Player. There's like a full link to listen to Help.
Is there?
Yeah. So nice. Did you notice that? The other place, I mentioned you once. Oh, God, I was filling out forms for the rest of the week. Honestly. But yeah, I'm really enjoying it. You were there this week as well.
Yes. Look, I'll be honest. I felt slightly bad because it got to day three and I was booked to do something else, not just some other press.
Piss on my parade.
And then on Tuesday night, when they sent through my schedule as to what I was doing on that Wednesday, there were like three interviews in your building. And I thought, oh, God, not on his first week. Like, let him have a life away from me. He can't do everything with me. We're a melon Sue, not an Anton Deck type of thing. So I text you on Tuesday night saying, just so you know, in case you see me, I'm in the building. I won't cramp your style. Because I felt like I'd be like an embarrassing parent.
Oh, don't be daft. We talked about you loads on there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we talked about you today, actually. I said where it gets where water doesn't go.
Yes, you also said that on Capital Nottingham a few weeks ago. I heard that.
Did you?
That came back to me. Anyway, we're lovely. I finished doing Chris Moyles, the show.
Yeah.
Which we'll come on to.
Oh, I've got somebody to text me about that.
Okay. And
I can't believe me and Moyles text now. It's my new life. This is like...
Well, brace yourself because I think he might have changed his tune, but we'll come on to that.
Oh, God.
And anyway, so I came out of Mr. Chris Moyles' studio and down the other end of the corridor. And we had a nice hello and chatted to Chris and Sean and Callum, your producer. And it was just lovely. It was very good vibes.
Mm-hmm.
But I was doing the Capital Evening Show.
Yeah, with Jimmy.
You were in the morning. I was in the evening.
Yeah, with Jimmy. It was good.
Bookending the day.
Moyles texted me, said, I've met William. I said, didn't you have William Hanson this morning? Yes, we did. How white is he? He's the palest man I've ever seen. It's like interviewing a pillowcase. And then he sent me a picture. He went, I've got a picture of me and William in the studio. I'm going to show you this.
I've seen the photo.
And he sent this.
So for those that the photo of, it's a photo of Chris and a photo of, well, it could be the gay ghost, couldn't it? It's just a ghost in a sheet.
Yeah.
Very funny.
So what were we going to say? What did, you said something before. Well, has he fallen out with me?
Here is a clip from when I was on his show on Radio X.
Oh, God.
For those of you who don't know William Hanson, how dare you? He is the, let's be honest, the
just
star.
Just pause it a sec. Listen to the processing on those mics. For my fellow radio geeks, it is second to none. The pro, that is, just it gets me off a bit.
Okay, well, enjoy yourself listening to this.
For those of you who don't know William Hanson, how dare you? He is the, let's be honest, the star of the... of the Help I Sexted My Boss podcast.
Yes.
Which he does with Jordan North.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Whatever happened to him?
I know. Mm. It's terrible, isn't it?
It's faded away.
Showbiz voice.
Well, he, you know, he's down the other end of this corridor, and you two are obviously friends.
Yeah.
I was wondering if the interview goes well, do you fancy me giving you a piggyback down the corridor to the studio window while you hold up a sign saying, I found a new friend?
Yes, that's fine.
All right, good. Lovely. That was easy.
That was easy.
He's my new friend.
He's great, isn't he?
If you're ever off, I'm going to do this with Chris Moyles.
I bet, yeah.
Yeah.
Out of all the radio interviews you've done, I know Steve Wright was your favourite. I bet he's up there with them, isn't he?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I did Steve and have done lots of other radio broadcasters many times. But yes, I've never done Chris. Obviously, our friend James is one of the producers.
Was it live?
It was live, yeah. Although James was off.
Oh, was he?
So
he's never in.
No, I know. He's on holiday.
I know.
Anyway, so that was fun, but it was nice, very, very welcoming. And of course, Pippa, who is another one of the producers, got married on the same day as me.
Oh, yes, she did.
Because James came to our blessing and then went off for Pippa's wedding.
Yeah, that's right.
So that was very nice.
Yeah.
But honestly, we arrive at Global and your face is everywhere, not at Global, like on buses in up and down the country, but within Global, you can't turn a corridor without seeing your face.
Yeah.
I've been sent photos of you in the canteen pointing at the sausages.
Mm.
Which is nice.
We, Adam, who works on the podcast here.
Yes.
Wanks a lot. Said, said that he was on a bus with me today.
Yes.
It's mad. And it was
and
really,
you haven't been on a bus for years.
I have. I'm on a bus the other week. Got them all the time back home.
Right.
And I tried to take a picture of me on the side of a bus and this lady clocked me and just looked at me as if to say, what a saddo. Did you see the Greatest Showman skit?
Did I see the Greatest Showman skit? I'm tagged in basically every single comment underneath going, what is William Hanson going to think about this?
Mm.
It's good.
A lot of people like, you cannot dance or march in time.
No, well, I could have told them that.
Yeah.
But it was good.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I'm really, really enjoying it. I am.
You look very butch doing it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the greatest show. Oh!
Yeah.
We did that little at the same
we
time.
We did, didn't we? I'm going to put this on the record.
Okay.
Okay. And I do think it's a good omen because when we started this podcast, I'd just come off a stag do.
Yes.
When I started the Capital Breakfast Show, I'd just come off a stag do. I'm 34 years old now. Yeah.
Oh, you're actually owning that.
I'm stag do'd out. I'm not doing...
Welcome to my way of thinking.
I absolutely had a ball. And
this is on your brother Bradley's
It was my brother's
do.
Bradley stag do. And it was great. There was... it was fun.
And you went back to Benidorm?
Back to Benidorm.
Did you see Sticky Vicky?
No, I didn't see Sticky Vicky, but I seen this Star Wars.
Miss Levi?
No, I didn't see Miss Levi, no. But it was just... I can't do it anymore. I used to be able to. And I know I sound old and boring, but we got into Manchester Airport.
Mm.
We got there at 4 a.m. We're in Wetherspoons drinking pints. Yeah. And I was just like, I had 2 pints in. I was like, oh God. And then
at
I had
4 a.m.
And then I had a full English breakfast.
What?
And then my brother got me a whiskey. And
oh
I was
God.
Just like, oh God. And then we went straight out. Arthur Burnley were there.
Yeah.
My uncle were there, my cousins. And I've got a few more names for the guest list, trust me. And I had an absolute ball, but I came back on the Wednesday. I was wiped out for the rest of the week.
You also bizarrely text Mikey and me going, oh, can you like book a flight to London 1 hour before it takes off. I'm at airport, but I'm going back to Manchester.
Right,
first Sorry, that's not how you sound.
Right, I was...
Hello, I need to book a flight. I don't want to go to Manchester because I live in West London. Mayfair 429.
It's not West London. I was at Alicante Airport and I was just looking and I was like, oh, there's a flight to London. So it means I won't have to go to Manchester to get a train back. And I was like, it leaves in an hour. Can I book it? But it turns out you can't. It takes about 2 to 4 hours for the transaction to go through.
Yeah.
But I had a ball. It was great. On Saturday morning last week, I had a lie-in because we were doing loads of practice shows when I got back off the stag do. And I had 4 missed calls off my agent, right? And I woke up and I was like, oh God, this is it. Some picture's been leaked or story or something like that.
And no, I've still got those.
And I rung them up. I went, hello? He went, you all right? I went, oh, sorry, I've missed 4 missed calls with a capital letters text message saying, ring me back straight away. I thought, oh God, this is it. This is it. Been cancelled because I can't remember getting home one night.
Okay.
And then he rung me and went, Stephen Mulhern's ill, we'll be able to do Saturday night takeaway. I was like, oh, thank God. No offence, Stephen. I was like, oh, thank God. I was like, I just had this, you know, when you panic, but it was all good. I was actually on my best behaviour.
Were you?
I had 4 KFCs.
4 KFCs, yeah. Wow.
Every night after I'd finished on strip, I'd go home and smash a KFC on balcony.
What a sad little life.
No, it was great. It really was. So, how's your decorating? Is your decorating done?
It's all finished.
Oh, is it?
Yes. So for those, I think I talked about this
last
week.
You don't need to show many pictures because it's basically just my house, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and it's also the same colour as it was. It's just, obviously, it's a new colour. So for those that listen to the Keeping Up Appearances luxury podcast, Series 5 out now, I have got Jonathan's decorator, just Jack, to come and fill in our cracks and give us a fresh lick everywhere. And he's done that.
Don't laugh at that. Come on, lads. Don't laugh at that.
It took 5 days. Mikey and I had to move out.
Where did you move into?
We went to a hotel in central London.
You didn't?
We did.
Why?
Well, so Jack could get on with it. And it was quite fun living in Soho, to be fair. And
just
sort of, you know, popping out here, there and everywhere.
Mikey, we're getting your cracks filled in as well.
Don't do the same joke, but less fun.
No, yours is subtle. I just go in and back. Hammer it home.
Jordan takes the joke and just squeezes the life out of it. Anyway, it's lovely being decorated. We hadn't been decorated in the rooms that he did since we moved in, which was 5 years ago. So it's now very glossy. And Stuart came around yesterday and I had to make sure he didn't brush up against my walls.
Oh, dear. I've got damp and it's doing my head in.
You got damp?
Yeah, and I only got decorated, when I moved in, 18 months ago?
Oh, no.
No one told me when you buy a house, it's never ending.
Which drawing room is that in?
It's...
Where's... Oh, no, it's in the morning room, isn't it? The one where you had your Christmas tree.
Above. The living room, not the morning room.
Okay.
And the hallway.
Hallway.
And a bit in bedroom.
Which?
The upstairs one.
Okay.
What
are you going to have done to fix it?
I don't know. How do you fix damp?
Well, you probably need a dehumidifier. That would be step one, I would suggest.
Okay.
But probably an industrial strength.
One in the wine set at the basement as well.
You see? You're funny. That said, when Ben and I came over for that curry, we were opening your cupboards and drawers. Literally every cupboard is filled with alcohol.
Because I'm a pisshead.
Yes. I think you're expecting prohibition.
No, I like having booze in.
Yes, but there was no food.
No. It's called the London diet, baby. It's the media diet. Black coffee and wine.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it was your coffee thing fixed?
Yeah, I sent that off.
Okay,
I've got that subscription that you're on now as well.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Ridiculous, really, isn't it? I've had to start limiting my coffee as well. I might have mentioned
that. Have you got the shakes?
Started a new early breakfast show. And I have one in the morning, so I used to have two, so I have one before I get up. Start getting up at 4. Now it's more like 4:30. Getting to work for about 5:10, so I have one. Then I have one at 8, and then I have one at 12.
Okay.
That's it. Cut off, even though we've just had one.
Yeah, we just had a double espresso.
And I asked him to put hot water in. He went, isn't that Americano? All right, gobshite. I don't need to tell me what a coffee is. Could you just put a bit of hot water in it, please? Thank you.
In moving away from drink into food, obviously we've mentioned we're going into cinemas. Can I ask, you're more of a cinema goer than I am.
I've been, since pandemic, I used to go 3 times a week.
Yeah, but you weren't working. You were doing one show every 4 weeks.
That was no, before the pandemic.
Oh, before, okay.
But I still worked.
Well, you were doing one show a week.
Yeah, so yes. I used to go every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think is appropriate for people to take to the cinema?
A lot of people have been texting saying, are you allowed to have booze in the cinema?
You have to ask your local cinema.
I have to ask the local cinema. Sweets, popcorn, nothing that's too noisy.
No. I do this for theatres as well. It works for cinemas. You can take a little sandwich bag that's less rustly and decant whatever you buy. If you're doing pick and mix in the cinema, for example, if they give you a paper bag, you can decant it into that. So at least when you have a rummage for your fizzy ring, you don't make a noise.
I was in the cinema once in Manchester watching The Exorcist. And I don't like scary films.
Didn't that
films.
Come out in like the 80s?
No, they were re-showing it. Right, okay. And this woman was rustling. She had a full Greggs in there. And this proper Manchester. This bloke stood up and had a proper had a go at her.
Gosh.
Yeah. I would have done the impression, but I've been told I was swearing too much in the most recent episode. So.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. Okay, I've got a lot of family that listen.
Okay, well, if you are going to eat noisy snacks, do it in the loud bits. Is what I'd suggest. If it's an action film, wait until the cars start blowing up, whatever they're doing, the gunfights.
What, in our show?
Not in our show, no. And look, can we put in a gunfight? No.
Maybe if you're not into the rimming scene, you can.
Well, in a couple of days, Chairman Emeritus Stuart and I are going to the Costume Warehouse. I'll tell you about it next week.
Am I not invited?
Well, you can come, but let's be honest, you're going to be exhausted.
I'm fine.
And also, it's a big warehouse. Your ADHD will be off the charts.
Oh, God, yeah. It'll be like a toddler in IKEA, won't it?
Yes.
Yeah, you're totally right. I'm fine.
As long as you trust us,
yeah,
it'll be okay.
Just quickly before we move on, and I want your honest opinion. Do I look a bit knackered, a bit tired?
You look okay. Just why?
I FaceTimed Wendy, and I went, hiya. She went, oh, you look knackered. Oh. First thing she said to me, you look tired.
My mother's obsessed with this. She'll say to James or me, oh, you're tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you know what is tiring? This.
Yeah, but I only ring my mum once a week. You ring her every day.
Every other day.
That is sweet. On the house phone still?
On the landline. Landline to landline. After 6 o'clock.
Who has a landline?
Me.
I don't have a landline. Oh, they want me to get a landline, actually.
Do they?
Yeah, in case I sleep in so they can ring the bat phone. No, seriously. It's actually really good. So they want me to get like a proper old school telephone.
So what I have, I'm not that old-fashioned. Sorry to anyone who's not a geek. Mine's a VoIP telephone, so voice over internet protocol. So it's an internet landline. So it still works like a landline, but it's a much clearer connection. So you should get that.
Did your mum ever used to like ring your auntie and then she'd put phone down and say, ring you back, because if it went over an hour, they'd charge you after 6.
I can't remember that.
She's like, oh, hang on, it's 52 minutes, I'll put phone down, and you'd ring them back to save money.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. I don't think we spoke to anyone for that long.
Did you ever used to get coins out at meter with a knife?
No.
No. To be fair, we didn't do that. I'm just...
Right, okay, it's nearly time for my etiquette-emology. After these messages, I will be telling you all about the history of honeymoons, which was suggested by Stephen and Natalie, who are currently planning their wedding. More after this.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's William, the etiquette geek. His knowledge, quite unique. He'll give you manners, a subtle tweak. It's time for William's etiquette immunology of the week.
What am I saying?
All right, Gene Devers.
All right, Gene Devers.
Welcome back.
Oh, welcome back. It's now time for... Come on, Jody. It's now time for William's etiquette immunology of the week. Why do we say honeymoon?
Yes, well, and has it got anything to do with honey? Because lots of people have asked this. Of course, today, for some couples, the honeymoon is almost as important as the wedding itself. I have thoughts on that. But was this always the case? And why do we say honeymoon? Why not jam moon, for example? A lot of web-based sources claim that the name dates back to the 5th century. When a couple were married, they were given a lunar month's worth of honey-based mead, which was like this sort of the drink at the time. It's lovely. But it's actually disputed. And really, the term actually, in reality, only dates back to as far as the 19th century. Why honey? Well, before the widespread use of sugar in the mid to late 19th century, honey was the main ingredient used to sweeten food. So honey became associated with sweetness in all of its meanings. So in many senses, the use of the term honeymoon was a bit ironic because there was a little sweetness. Now, the honeymoon changed to being a trip away in the UK in the early 19th century amongst the upper classes because a bridal tour became fashionable, with the bride and groom would visit relatives around the country who were unable to attend the wedding. So that's historically what you would have done in place of going to the Maldives or whatever you would do today. That fashion was then taken up across Europe, and the honeymoon in the modern sense of a holiday-like trip after a wedding began to emerge later in the 19th century when travel agents like Thomas Cook, one of the oldest ones, made overseas travel easier and more accessible. So it's got basically nothing to do with honey, but it may be, if it goes well, a time of sweetness.
Where did you go for your honeymoon again?
America. Okay. We wanted to go to Japan, but at the time we were booking the honeymoon, Japan was still under quite severe COVID regulations. So we're like, I know we're newly married, but we don't need to quarantine for 7 days together in a hotel room. There's only so much you can do. So we decided to go to America.
And probably not the best place to go if you don't like fish, because a lot of their dishes are fish-based.
Yeah, but I can do sushi.
Can you?
Yeah, if it's tuna sushi, not salmon.
Oh, I love sushi.
Give me a tuna maki and I'm anyone's.
Okay. Do they have any meat in Japan?
Yes, wagyu.
What's that?
Wagyu beef.
Oh, is that just beef?
Well, it's a special type of beef, but yes.
Beef from the sea?
No. No, it's like they've rubbed the beef, which of us haven't, but they've done something.
So they have cows in Japan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cows are not unique to Britain.
How did he fly them over?
Tokyo Air.
What other meat do they have in Japan? If you got any Japanese,
they've probably got everything. Chicken?
No, they will have, yeah.
You've never been to Asia, have you?
No, I haven't. I really, really want to go to India. I really want to go.
Okay.
But
it's a good country.
Like, you know, like in the 70s when everyone went to Spain and used to get the shits. So I get that now even when I go to Spain. So I've been told about Delhi Belly. It was cheap holiday expert told us.
I have had Delhi Belly in Mumbai.
Have you? Mm. And I just worried I'd be like the shell of a man, because you know what I'm like. So I'd have to, yeah. I'd go, but I'd have to take a load of pot noodles or something.
I would, yeah. I mean, I took Imodium Instants and I took a whole packet and they did nothing.
God, really?
Yeah.
Mickey Flanagan tells the best joke. Mm. He rung his mate from one hotel room to the other and he went, are you all right? He went, I don't know. He went, I've just farted and a bit's hit my pillow.
Okay, now it's time for your questions and dilemmas.
Before we hear your problems and dilemmas, we've got something special for you coming up on Thursday, a sexted and red-handed collab.
Yes, now Red-Handed is a crime podcast, which is incredibly popular. It was a lot of fun. They told us all about the love of a cult. You don't get two bigger cults than us. And but we think, after what they said, you and I might be twin
flames.
We're
not twin flames. Right. I urge you to listen to the episode because it was a really interesting collaboration. but we're definitely not twin flames.
Well, you'll have to listen to discover what that is.
You can hear it on Thursday. Okay, right. It's time for your questions and dilemmas. Remember, if you need help with something, then you can get in touch. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexandmyboss.com. You can DM us. We're @sexandmyboss on the socials. Or you can write to William, who, in the fullness of time, promises a handwritten reply in one of our luxury greeting cards with executive self-sealed envelopes. The address is on the website, sexandmyboss.com.
Okay, this first one is from Anonymous.
And remember, we have no idea what's coming up next.
We do not. Apart from the fact this one is from Anonymous because I've started reading it. Greetings from across the pond. A few years back, my husband and I got a kitten we lovingly named Franklin. All was well until a few weeks ago when my sister-in-law gave birth to a beautiful baby boy. They were very secretive about the name, and much to our surprise, they decided the baby should also be called... I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, was that you?
I'm so sorry.
Absolute animal. You just burped on
All I've had today is a sausage roll.
Is that it?
Yes. Which I should just say, I was only eating because it was part of a very limited selection where we were filming before this. Anyway.
You're joking, aren't you? We've got a lot of the team here. The lads have had like one cheese butty from petrol station. Don't whinge about a sausage roll.
Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway.
Sorry, that was a bit aggressive. No, there. Sorry.
That's fine. Early morning's catching up with you. They were secretive about the name, and much to our surprise, they decided the baby should also be called Franklin. This is like your mum's dog.
Yeah, Katie. Yeah. The other one that's not in freezer.
After your sister-in-law.
I've also got a sister-in-law called Kate, and the dog's called Katie, so there's a lot to unwrap there that we're not getting into.
This has caused some confusion for us, as we now need to clarify whether we talk about cat Franklin or baby Franklin, who will eventually just be human Franklin, I imagine. Franklin the cat also seems to know his name as he reacts to it and comes running when we call for him. The cat isn't going anywhere anytime soon and will most likely live for another 10 years. Imagine sharing your name with your uncle and aunt's old cat at the age of 10. So what is the proper etiquette here? Is it okay for us to stick to our guns and refer to them as Franklin the cat and baby Franklin, or should we change the name of our cat for the sanity of everyone? Best regards, Anonymous Cat Parents.
Well, the cat had the name first, so it's Cat Franklin and Baby Franklin.
Or surely, with the baby, eventually you'll call it Frankie or Frank.
I love the name Franklin.
Oh, Frank the dog. I'm sorry. Don't be triggered.
Yeah, he was just Frank.
Yeah.
Frank North. Mm. I think you stick to your guns and it's Cat Franklin and Baby Franklin. Then teenage
Franklin.
Yeah,
you were there first.
And human Franklin.
I don't think it'll be that weird. And I'm sure they will abbreviate his name at some point. Here's one from Katie. Could be your dog. What type of dog is Katie?
A furry one.
Okay. You're not
I
that
don't
close.
Know. No. She's Spanish. So they have to speak in Spanish. It's so
they
funny.
Don't, do they?
Yeah.
I don't think that's how it works with cats.
My dad's like, hey, heel! So funny.
Ole!
Honestly. Hola! Honestly, they speak to it. What's sit in Spanish? I can't remember.
Fit. Hello to the Spanish. This is from Katie. Dear Jordan, William and the rest of the gang, I recently went out for dinner with a friend. She couldn't finish the steak she'd ordered, but she wanted to take the rest home. I was looking around to see if we could wave to a member of staff so she could ask for a box. But as I turned around, I saw her wrap it in a paper napkin and put it in her bag.
Yeah, sound.
Before she could slip it in, I called over a waiter and asked if they could provide us with something to take our leftovers home in. My friend grumbled about me being snobby, but at this point the napkin had started to dissolve and become part of the steak itself.
Ugh.
What's the correct etiquette in dealing with leftover food? I'm sure popping it in Tupperware isn't exactly something you'd find in any etiquette books, but what would be the best course of action here? Katie. Well, Katie, as I write in Just Good Manners, which is coming out on the 12th of September and you can pre-order now, I have, and indeed the etiquette community, have changed their attitude on doggy bags and boxes.
Oh, okay.
Previously, I used to be quite fascist about doggy bags and would say absolutely not, how common. However, there's obviously a lot of food waste and food poverty in the world. And actually, if you haven't been able to eat everything, afternoon tea is particularly bad for this because there is so much food.
Can we do an afternoon tea soon?
Yeah, okay.
Please.
That's fine. I don't do enough of them, so let's go and do another. I would...
Well, that's a no.
Well, I can just look at you as you eat it.
Okay.
And then we'll go for tea. But the... I
have a day off, William. Come on. Jesus. I urge you just one day in your life not to do an innuendo game.
All right. Joke. Next week, nothing.
No, right, I'm joking.
Good luck carrying the episode.
It's what makes you you. Carry on your advice. Right, so it's fine to ask for doggy bags it's or takeouts.
Well, I would say now the etiquette has changed to if you are offered one mm-hmm. or you see another patron with one, so it's clearly a thing in that restaurant, fine. I would not put anything particularly wet or meaty or fishy in a paper napkin. Because, yes, as is going to happen, it's going to stick to the food. It's just not going to look appetizing.
Take what you want, as long as you take it home. What's the etiquette?
Mm.
And I did this recently.
Yeah.
With one of my new bosses. We was out at a really nice Italian restaurant. And I, being greedy again, I'd finished my pizza. And he had some pasta. And I asked him if I could finish his pasta. So I had his pasta. Is that rude?
It's a bit weird. Especially in the context of he is your boss. If it was a very close friend, maybe.
But is it all right to ask? Because I would, you know, when I was being greedy, they talk about, I can't stop eating at the moment, my sugar cravings.
I think if whoever you are with says, would you like to finish it off, then it's fine.
You can hint. Are you finishing that? Was it nice?
Was it nice?
Yeah, do you want some?
Oh, my favourite one, if someone's got, I noticed someone the other day had some fruit pastels in their car and I hadn't had one for a while. So I went, gosh, I haven't had a fruit pastel in ages. That works.
I bet it did. You might as well just ask for one.
Yeah, but it's all about being passive aggressive.
Were fruit pastels opal fruits?
No, that was Starburst.
What did fruit pastels used to be called?
Fruit pastels.
I don't like when they change stuff. I still call it Jif.
Right.
Sif, innit?
This is another one from Anonymous. Hello, William Jordan, all of the Sexted crew. I'm currently learning to drive and my driving instructor has a habit where he bangs his hand on the dashboard when he wants us to do an emergency stop.
Yeah.
I think that's normal.
That's what they have to do. They go, stop.
The other day, mid-lesson, my instructor leant forward and placed his clipboard on the dashboard quite loudly, making my reflexes kick in and slam the brakes on. The problem is, he hadn't braced himself for the sudden stop, so he hit his face off the dashboard and knocked himself out for a 30 seconds.
This is brilliant.
It's not funny.
No, it is.
What should I do? Find a new driving instructor or carry on with him? From Anonymous.
I mean, I would personally shit myself as learning to drive and the driving instructor being knocked out. It's like a pilot passing out. No, stick with him. If you got this far.
I think you're going to have to pay for a certain face reconstruction surgery.
Did he not have his belt on?
I think you can still go forward.
Can you?
I don't know.
That's brilliant. No, don't go with someone else.
Hope you apologised. Maybe send him some flowers or chocolates or something.
He knocked him out. Oh, God. That's brilliant. Yeah.
When did you pass your test?
We've talked about this before many times, but it took me seven times.
Seven.
Yeah.
It was five for me.
I had many driving shots there, but I finally passed with Debbie.
This is from Anonymous. Dear William Jordan and the spirit of EPB.
Oh, God, yeah.
Back soon, everyone.
He's back very soon. He's been messaging me a lot lately.
Yeah. I want to say this. So obviously he extended his trip. I think he's now in the moment of, I'd actually now quite like to come back.
Yeah, and he's coming back. And he's going to be on the tour as well. And we're looking forward to having him back. But he's gone from total radio silence to be like...
A bit needy again.
Heard your first show.
Oh, did he?
Bless him.
Such a creep. Anyway,
that's a bit harsh.
Can't wait to see you, Ben.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you, Ben.
This is from Anonymous. We have a large Lelandi tree at the back of our garden, which belongs to our neighbour.
What's a Lelandi tree?
Well, I don't think it's relevant, but let's find out. We had not long moved in and decided that we wanted to cut the hedge that was encroaching on our side and tidy it up a bit. One evening, I knocked on their door. It was immediately swung open to reveal my neighbour, half naked and blindfolded, pulling a goofy face. I gave a small chuckle of surprise, to which he replied in a silly voice, "Hello, who's that?" I mean, I wouldn't have answered the door.
No, I wouldn't.
He hurriedly whipped off the blindfold, apologised, and quickly said, "Don't ask," to which I replied, "I won't." He gave me permission to cut the hedge, and I was on my way, presumably one in the back. My question is, in future...
Very good.
Should I just trim the hedge without asking permission to avoid any more awkward interaction? Kind regards, Anonymous.
No, Anonymous, it's always, always good to ask your neighbours. Because I didn't realise the shit it causes when you start shearing hedges and stuff in gardens. My mum and dad did it just before they moved to Spain. Caused uproar. They had a massive argument. You know what Wendy's like when she'll go in?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she got some people to come in to trim a bush in garden. And the neighbours behind.
I do it in the bathroom. Sorry, it's not funny because it's your mother.
Yeah. Oh, God. Please don't put that image in my head. The neighbours behind went mad.
Mm.
Nearly caused World War III.
Yeah, I mean, as Jonathan Vernon Smith says on his consumer show, you never want to, you don't want a bad relationship with your neighbours. It's just not pleasant.
It's not.
You don't need to get on with your neighbours like close friends, but you need to be on civil, cordial terms.
Yeah, for sure.
So it is best to ask for permission. Potentially, you could do it via a text or a phone call in future.
Just go around, pop your head round.
Also, if you are into whatever was happening, we don't know, with a blindfold, and the door goes, you don't have to answer it.
Yeah, why did he answer the door blindfolded?
That's very unusual.
Yeah.
We've all been there, you know, having a nice time and, you know, Amazon come or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. And you don't have to interact with it.
Oh, but if it's a parcel you've been waiting for, don't laugh.
Yeah.
But for 2 weeks, I've been waiting for a hoe. I'll show you a picture because I need to do my garden. And I've nearly missed this twice. So I've ordered a big hoe. I've got it under my stairs at the moment. Look at that.
That is a big hoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's to take my weeds out of my garden.
Right.
And I was having a nap the other day and Amazon came.
And you missed it.
I was going to say, so I ran out of bed.
Were you clothed?
Yeah, a little vest and boxers on.
Ooh.
I'm really into my vest era at the moment.
Yes, you are really into your vest era.
Mm. You're getting Onslow vibes.
Yes. I've said before, this podcast is Onslow and Hyacinth.
It really is. But yeah, I think it's all right to answer the door. If it's a big parcel that you're waiting for,
I'd pop a dressing gown on.
Yeah.
That's what I'd do.
Come on, we've got time for another.
No, that's it. That's all.
Come on.
That is all I've been given. Sorry.
I was having a good time then.
You have a good time on Friday and on Thursday with the Red-Handed Girls.
Oh, God, we're everywhere at the moment.
Yes, on the buses, on the tube.
Thank you for your questions and dilemmas. Remember, you can listen every Tuesday and Friday. We are back on Thursday with a special episode, like William said, and on Friday as well.
See you then.
Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.